Check your soil temperature prior to planting. In many cases, the early bird may get the worm, but when it comes to spring planting, it may be beneficial to use a little restraint and check soil temperatures prior to planting. One of the keys to getting a spring crop off to a good start is to heed soil temperatures. Soil temperatures are important for proper seed germination. Planting in cool soils often leads to poor seed germination and crop stands. Plants that do come up in cooler soils will often lack vigor for early growth. This opens the door to early season disease and even insect attack. Stay tuned to weather forecasts prior to your decision to plant. A sudden change in weather conditions following planting can be very detrimental to the crop, particularly a cool, wet spell that can lower soil temperatures drastically. For our farmers, soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth need to be 50 degrees for corn, 55 degrees for sorghum, 65 degrees for cotton, and 70 degrees for peanuts or soybeans. Vegetable gardeners may plant the following species such as onions, cabbage, and potatoes once soil temperatures range between 45 and 50 degrees. Warm season vegetables such as tomatoes, melons, beans, and peppers need soil that is warmed into the 60s as a minimum. However, better results will be found with generally warmer soils. Best results have been found planting at 64 degrees for cucumber, 68 degrees for cantaloupe, 73 degrees for okra, 75 degrees for pumpkin, 70 degrees for squash, and 72 degrees for watermelon. Beans and eggplant germinate well at 72 degrees, and okra at 73 degrees. The same concept works for our earlier, cooler season vegetables as well. While beets and radish need at least 45 degrees, turnips do well at 50 degrees. Cabbage and chard germinate well at 54 degrees, while tomato and corn need 55 degree soils. For our ranchers or turf managers out there, Bermuda grass does not initiate growth until soil temperatures climb above 65 degrees with nighttime air temperatures above 60 degrees for several days. If you apply fertilizer prior to this combination, you just fertilized your weed crop. Keeping tabs on weather and soil conditions can help you get off to a good start with spring planting.